Alleged accomplice of Palm Springs fertility clinic bomber died by suicide, coroner. The man charged with aiding the bomber of a fertility clinic in Southern California in May died by suicide while in pretrial custody, according to a Los Angeles County Medical Examiner case summary made public on June 26. Daniel Jungyeon Park, 32, of Kent, Washington State, was found unresponsive at the Metropolitan Detention Center in Los Angeles at about 7:30 a.m. Tuesday, according to the Department of Justice. The DOJ said employees at the detention center began life-saving measures when they found Park unresponsive and called for emergency medical services. Park was transported to a local hospital and subsequently pronounced dead by hospital personnel, the DOJ said. The coroner ruled Park's death a suicide caused by blunt traumatic injuries but did not give further details regarding the circumstances of his death. A spokesperson for the medical examiner said additional information would be contained in the final autopsy report, which is not yet available as the investigation is ongoing. Park was arrested at New York City's John F. Kennedy Airport on June 3 after being extradited from Poland. He allegedly flew to Europe 4 days after the May 17 bombing in Palm Springs, according to the DOJ. Prosecutors said Park provided material support to the primary suspect in the bombing, Guy Edward Barkas, of 29 Palms, California, by shipping and paying for significant quantities of ammonium nitrate, an explosive precursor, before the attack. The DOJ, citing a complaint, said Park shipped 270 pounds of ammonium nitrate to Barkas to use in the bomb and traveled to Barkas's residence, where he stayed from January 25 to February 8. 3 days before Park arrived at Barkas's house, Barkas used an artificial intelligence chat application to research how to make powerful explosions using ammonium nitrate and fuel, the DOJ said. During Park's stay, the two men ran experiments in Barkas's garage, according to the complaint. According to the DOJ, the pair shared the same extremist views that led them to target the American Reproductive Center's fertility clinic, which helps women become pregnant. Barkas's attack was motivated by his pro-mortalism, antinatalism, and anti-pro-life ideology, which is the belief that individuals should not be born without their consent and that non-existence is best, the DOJ said. On the day of the attack, Barkas drove a car containing a bomb to the fertility clinic and detonated it, injuring numerous victims, destroying the fertility clinic's building, and damaging surrounding buildings and areas. Barkas, 25, died in the explosion. Park was charged with providing and attempting to provide material support to terrorists, according to a June 4 statement from the DOJ. A separate statement from the department announcing Park's death said he was indicted for malicious destruction of property. The FBI and the U.S. Marshals Service were notified of Park's death. No employees or other incarcerated individuals were injured, and at no time was the public in danger, the department said.